57.
Good morning, Sunshine Country. It's now 15 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock, and I'm joined by the Montgomery County Fair Board President, David Jenkins. Mr. Jenkins, good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
How are you?
Good. Doing good.
Have you recovered from volleyball season?
Yeah. It was.
That was a fun season, wasn't
it? It was, yeah. They're very, very proud of those girls. And yeah.
They've been fun to watch for a long time, yep. But people may or may not know that Carly Jenkins, your daughter, a member
Correct.
Of that team, and had a phenomenal year,
yep.
too, by the
yep.
way. So, how long have you been on the fair board?
Oh, I think I started in 15.
Okay.
2015, I think.
President yeah. now?
Yep.
All right. Brian Christensen with us as well. Brian, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Nice to I think this is our first opportunity to
it
visit,
is.
Brian.
It
how
is.
How long have you been on the fair board?
I think this is going on 4 or 5 years.
Okay.
Just helped out through before that.
So here you are.
Yep.
And a cool idea, as a matter of fact, that we're going to talk about. What's going on this time of year? Fair's in the rearview mirror for this year.
Well.
You're looking forward to next year.
Yeah,
what are
yeah.
you up to?
Yeah, just basically trying to plan. You know, we're already getting, you know, vendors signed up for booths,
yeah.
Events going on at the fair. You know, it's.
Got a planning, all those planning
correct.
Stages. So
yeah.
You can't just wait to the last minute to throw that together.
No, and that's kind of the tough part is you got to get this stuff lined up
yeah.
quite a bit in advance
yeah.
to get somebody locked down.
I guess there's probably a window of opportunity with some of that, right? So getting vendors and stuff lined up.
Yep.
Because everybody's competing for them.
Right.
Cool. All right. Let's talk about the four-man pheasant tournament. I'll just throw this out there. Who wants to tell me a four-man pheasant? First off, how'd the idea come about? Tell me where it came from.
Well, friends of ours asked me to go up to Panama, Iowa, and they put one on up there. So I did it last year, and it was a hoot. It was fun.
Had a good time.
It was just, yep. Just,
so was it a four-man or a two-man?
It was four-man up there.
Okay.
Same thing down here. So
how does it work? How does it work?
Get a team, sign up at 6 to 8 at the Gold, and then you go out and hunt all day until 4. You're in charge of your own ground and all that. So
mm-hmm.
make sure you have permission before you go out.
Good point. Absolutely.
And then each team can get limited to 12
okay.
pheasants and then up to 32 quail. I doubt everybody will get that.
Probably not. That would be pretty remarkable if they
it
did.
Would.
So it's $100 per team to enter.
Yep.
You get a four-man team.
Yep.
You start at shooting hours. Basically,
yep.
it's shooting hours, and then it ends. Is that right?
Just shy of shooting hours.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, to
a
the
half hour.
You're back to the White Barn at
yep.
4 p.m.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And then, okay, so the most numbers win.
Yep.
But you have some other contests too, right?
Yep. We have a longest tail, so the teams are going to turn in 4 birds for the longest team. So they have to choose out of how many birds they've got,
mm-hmm.
bring us 4 so we can have the tails and measure them out. And they have to be attached to the bird before they come so we don't have no cheating of somebody having one from previous years or whatever.
I killed this one really nice one 3 years
yeah.
ago. Let's
yep.
just enter. It doesn't work. It has to be attached to
yep.
the carcass. It has to
yep.
be there. So.
Yep.
What do you win?
For the team, I've got Rooster Ridge with Jerry Wagerman. He was kind enough to donate some hats and shirts for us, and then I've got some mugs getting made from Circle C Signs that my brother.
Okay.
So
you bet.
He's going to donate some or I'll pay.
Okay. Make him donate.
Well, he's probably shaking his head right now because that's the first.
There you go. So, but it sounds like it's just a good time.
Yep.
So basically, let me understand if I got this right. You're going to meet at the Gold Fair Building, 6 a.m. Do I need to pre-register before that?
It would help, but you don't have to.
You can show up at the Gold Fair Building from 6 a.m. until 8 a.m. You're going to shooting hours is
8 to 4:30. Yep.
So head to the field with your four-man team and whoever. You can shoot a limit of birds,
yep.
obviously,
yep.
or as many as you can shoot.
Exactly.
If it's, you know, a couple roosters and, you know, a dozen quail or whatever the case
yep.
may be. But the limit would be 12 pheasants and 32 quail
yep.
if you limit out.
Yep.
Then the person or the team with the most birds, they're going to win.
Yep.
What do you win with that?
I haven't got that all.
This is super top secret stuff.
Yeah. It's still on the table, but it's a pretty good prize if I can get it worked out.
Okay. And then, so that'll be the grand prize.
Yep.
But then you're also going to have the longest tail feather prize.
Yep.
And that has to be attached to the bird.
Yep.
With good reason.
Yeah.
You return to the white cattle barn at 4 p.m.
for check-in.
Check-in.
That's where we'll measure everything and do that. And then we'll clean the birds there, get them all cleaned, rest them out. And then we'll head down to the Elks. Brenda Verbo was kind enough to help us out down there since they have the fryer and all that. So we'll clean them up, put them out like wing sauce wings, and then distribute them out to the hunters. And then we'll do the prizes and all that while everybody's just congregating and have appetizers and
telling stories and maybe a few lies here and there.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how that goes. So that's a whole day of event, a whole day.
Yep.
I mean, from early to getting signed up and going hunting all day and then coming in and going and enjoy what you kill that day. So that's a good time. So what will this go to?
So we've been wanting to redo the kitchen in the Gold Building.
Okay.
And just kind of update it, and it needs it.
Yeah.
You know, it's
all those things have times, right? That you got to make those updates. So.
And I'm sure as long as I've been on there, nothing's been done to it. So I mean, it's been that way for a long time. So this money raised for this will help kind of fund that.
I see that there's a free will donation for appetizers and a cash bar that will be taking place as well.
Yep. That's going to the Elks
to
help them out them helping us out to sponsor it down there.
Is there an age restriction on this?
As long as you've got your hunter safety, you can go.
Okay. So, and again, probably needs to be said that you do have to abide by hunting regulations around both quail and pheasant for this competition.
Yep.
Right.
You don't want people out doing something that they shouldn't be doing.
Right.
So.
Right.
How has this idea been received? People have been pretty excited
about it. I've had a lot of people contact me and really interested and got some few signed up already. So
again, we have with us this morning Brian Christensen. Brian's idea, too, by the way.
Yep.
And David Jenkins, who is the president of the Montgomery County Fair Board. The four-man pheasant tournament will be on November 29th. Well, that's coming right up here.
Yeah.
There'll be a lot of people home for Thanksgiving.
Yep. And that's what they did up there. The wives and stuff would go out Black Friday shopping, so they decided to go put a hunt on. So
how do I register? If I'm going to register, you said pre-registration is encouraged.
There's that cue card up there.
Okay.
On our website of whatever Montgomery County Ag Society is.
Yep, on our Facebook page.
So you can find this on your Facebook page.
Correct.
There's a QR code there. You can scan that and get pre-registered.
Yep.
But if you're not comfortable doing that, you can register the morning of.
Yep.
But it'd be helpful to pre-register.
Yeah.
Because then you got an idea of
of
how many people and what you need to do.
Right.
What else do we need to know, David?
I don't know.
Nothing. Show up and enjoy. And
it'll be
be generous. And you really don't know what to expect, do you?
No. I think it'll be fun.
Yeah.
Be something.
This is the only one that I'm aware of, but that doesn't mean that there aren't other of these in the area, but I'm not aware of other tournaments. Are you from the area? Do you do a lot of pheasant hunting, Brian?
I try to.
Yeah?
Try to.
You have a dog?
Yes.
What kind of dog?
Chocolate Lab.
Okay. Does it point or flush?
It flushes.
Okay.
My old one used to point, but this one I cannot get him to.
Yeah.
But
David, do you pheasant hunt?
I do not.
You don't? You don't hate it, you just don't have pheasant hunt.
I see them from the combine window a lot, so that's about it. Yeah. I'm not a big fan of dressing really any animal.
I see.
So it just, I can shoot them, but I just don't, after that, I don't really want
to. Then you give
them
to your, then you get your buddy Brian to take care of that. That's what you do. You get it. Here's the thing: you get everybody together and say we're going to clean birds, and then you stand back and hand them the birds and let those guys do
it. There
you go. That's how that works, David.
Maybe
I've done that a time or two.
I may have to try that.
So, did you see a lot this year from the combine?
Yeah,
numbers look pretty good. What have you been hearing from people out hunting?
Quite a bit.
Some good numbers. That's good to see. Why did the numbers go down there for quite a while actually?
I think the bird flu kind of got them, and then
predators.
Yeah.
So
And the rainfall back then, you know, it was really hard on it, so it takes the hatch out.
The hatch, that's a big one right there for sure. So they have to have some of the right weather conditions to hatch. So anyway, I'm rambling. Who's going to be the judge of this? Do you have someone coming in, or will the fair board?
Fair board members are going to help.
Is there an official way to measure a tail feather length?
You just pull it off and put it on a...
Tip to tip.
Yep.
Okay.
Tip to tip.
All right. Very good. Brian, what else do we need to be aware of?
If they have any questions, they can contact me at 712-370-3602.
And they can reach out to you. You can tell them what they need to know.
Yep.
You got to be a legal hunter. You got to follow the appropriate DNR regulations. But go other than that, pay your $100 and go and have a good time.
Yep.
And then go to the Elks that night. Yep. So, all right.
Everything's going for a good cause. So.
Will you put? Will you get some photos of this whole event whenever it's all going on?
Yeah, we'll get some.
There'll be some good photos there, I would imagine.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
Are there big? You mentioned the renovation, David, of the kitchen at the Gold Fair building.
Yep, correct.
Are there other big projects in front of the fair board that you're talking about, or what's in front of the fair board at the
moment? You know, nothing that's, I mean, nothing, I guess, major. I know, like, one other thing, you know, we need to address is the old cattle barn, that building, those posts are starting to rot at the base. So that's another thing we need to address.
Will you keep that one, or will you improve that one, or will that one go away, or will you keep it?
Oh, I think we'd like to keep it. Yeah, we're still get a lot of good use out of it.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
We still have cows in there when we have the fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So there's
always work to do, isn't there?
Yeah.
Always something to keep up there. So very good. All right. Well, thank you for stopping by. Thanks for the idea, too. This is a cool thing that I hope people get out and participate. It can be as competitive, or it can just be a great day to go spend the day out hunting, too.
Yep.
Whatever you want to do there. Anything else?
Nope. I don't think so. Thank you very much, Aaron.
Anything else? We got it covered. So you need to. So who do we commit? Your brother down at Circle C Signs? Is that what I heard you say?
Yeah.
I'm sure he's happy about that.
Jeff and Lori.
You'll have a text on your phone probably.
When
we get off the air here. Absolutely. So hey, thanks for stopping by. Thanks for the idea. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. So make it a good one.
Thank you.
Yep.
Again, Brian Christensen with us, and David Jenkins from the Montgomery County Fair Board.
Well, let's check what's happening around the country sunshine listening area with our KC.